Moderator and Juno Empire reporter James Brooks started off with questions about the state budget, asking candidates to share their fiscal plans and examine what state services they would cut if given the choice. They all agreed on the legislature's decision last session to cut Alaska Permanent Fund dividends to pay for state services. Sarah Hannon and Chris Diamond both said the draw was necessary, as is the need to establish a state income tax. They're competing for Representative Sam Keto III's seat in District 33. That district includes Douglas, Lemon Creek, Thane, downtown Juneau, Skagway, Haines, Gustavus, and Clequan. However, Hannon and Diamond differed on how long that tax should stick around. Diamond, an independent, would like to see the tax be a temporary solution until state revenue becomes sustainable again.
I believe that if we keep it at a dollar and do not take that tax off of the books, it keeps future legislative bodies from spending out of control, and it helps hold them accountable for our government.
Hannon, a Democrat, said that she doesn't see oil tax revenue returning to its former level, and the state's deferred maintenance backlog can't wait.
I think a 1% income tax last year would have generated $750 million. We wouldn't have had to use the permanent fund if we'd passed that bill, House Bill 115.
Brooks asked candidates about their stance on red flag laws, legislation letting families or courts restrict gun access for individuals who may pose a threat to themselves or others. Democrat Andy Story and Republican Jerry Nan Curvis are competing for Representative Justin Parrish's seat in District 34. That district includes the Mendenhall Valley, Auk Bay, and Out the Road. Story said she supports the concept of red flag laws, but has heard concerns about whether they do enough to identify mental health risks.
And I know we want to protect Second Amendment rights in the state of Alaska, but we have to also balance how do we address our mental health needs.
Nan Curvis said he does not agree with legislation because law enforcement already has the ability to remove weapons from the homes of at-risk individuals.
There is that ability already in place, and it's being utilized throughout the state, and it has been for many years.
Additional topics covered include the state's role in addressing climate change, affordable child care, and health care access. For his final question, Brooks asked candidates how they would increase the number of Alaskans voting in each election. Statewide voter turnout was nearly 61% in 2016 during the presidential election, but 56% for the 2014 midterms. Several candidates praised the state's new automatic voter registration program when Alaskans apply for PFDs. Senate District Q candidate Jesse Keel, a Democrat, said registration should be as close to universal as possible.
It's vitally important that Alaskans call the shots, not those of us with enough ego to put our names on the ballots. Alaskans need to be the check and the balance and the decision makers.
Independent Don Etheridge, who's facing Keel in the Senate race, said he's seen the impact that negotiating time off to vote into union contracts can have.
It really made a major difference in our turnout from our locals when you give them the time off to go do it.
Early voting begins October 22nd at the State Office Building and the Mendenhall Mall. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.